From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A controversial journalist is fired shots at in Europe. Dozens of shots were fired at a cafe in Copenhagen today where a cartoonist, notorious for satirizing the Prophet Muhammad, was due to speak. One person was killed, at least two others wounded. Police are looking for two suspects who fired multiple shots at the cafe and then fled. One of the featured speakers, Swedish cartoonist Lars Vilks, was unharmed. The French ambassador to Denmark, also attending the cafe's discussion of art, blasphemy, and freedom of expression, was also uninjured. Tens of thousands of Yemenis protested today against the country's takeover by the Shiite Muslim Houthi movement. In the town of Ibb, Houthi gunmen fired on protesters, wounding four. In southern Yemen, heavy fighting has continued between Houthi rebels and Sunni tribesmen, with at least 16 Houthis and 10 tribesmen killed since Friday. Yemen shares a long border with Saudi Arabia, the world's top oil exporter, and has been fighting al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, an effort supported by the U.S. with drone strikes. Protesters took to the streets of Bahrain today, the fourth anniversary of the uprising, calling for widespread reform in the country. Protests by the majority Shiite opposition in Bahrain have demanded democratic reforms and an end to what they say is discrimination by Bahrain's Sunni rulers. The government of King Hamid bin Isa Al Khalifa is making reforms and has so far instituted democratic elections and including women and non-Muslims in the government. Bahrain, an important U.S. ally, is home to the U.S. Fifth Fleet. Gunmen unleashed a barrage of artillery fire today, hours before a European brokered ceasefire is set to take effect in Ukraine, both sides firing shots at each other. This is VOA News. The ceasefire in Ukraine is due to take effect at 12:01 Sunday local time. The United States says Russia has been sending large amounts of military supplies and equipment to pro-Russian fighters in eastern Ukraine. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki.
This is clearly not in the spirit of this week's agreement. All parties must show complete restraint in the run-up to the Sunday ceasefire, including an immediate halt to the Russian and separatist assault on Debaltseve and other Ukrainian towns.
Also today, U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Joffrey Piatt has posted online what he says are satellite photos showing Russian artillery systems moving in about 20 kilometers northeast of Debaltseve. The UN Security Council meets tomorrow in an emergency session to shore up the ceasefire and vote on a Russian-drafted resolution calling on all parties to implement the deal. Nigeria's Gombe State is under a 24-hour curfew in response to a Boko Haram attack that sparked raging gunfire on Saturday. A spokesman for the governor announced the move today, saying that while fighting is taking place in Gombe City, the curfew will be in effect for the entire state. Residents are to remain indoors until further notice as security forces try to track down the gunmen and restore order. Some reports say the siege is over and the gunmen have fled with the bodies of their dead and wounded. Sierra Leone has quarantined a neighborhood in Freetown, the capital, following the emergence of several new cases of Ebola. The coastal district of Aberdeen, which is home to slums and upscale hotels, was shut down on Friday. A quarantine is a setback for the West African country that suffered the most cases of Ebola in the recent outbreak, which killed almost 9,000 people. Iraqi officials say Islamic State suicide bombers mounted a failed attempt to blast their way into the Al-Asad airbase, 35 kilometers northwest of the Anbar province capital of Ramadi. Edward Uranian reports.
The strategic Iraqi military base had been surrounded by Islamic State militants for weeks. Iraqi media reported that the militants fired a wave of Katyusha rockets and mortar rounds before the suicide bombers attacked the base. An Iraqi army official said that 8 suicide bombers were killed without penetrating the base perimeter. Islamic State militants and other extremist groups are increasingly using multiple suicide attacks to breach base defenses in both Iraq and Syria. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Libyan state-run media say gunmen in the town of Sirte have taken over several government buildings, including radio and TV stations. Details are unclear, but Libyan state news agency says several armed men stormed buildings in the coastal town Friday and today and continue occupying them. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan say security forces there are looking for a polio vaccination team that disappeared Friday evening in Balochistan province. In northwestern Pakistan, another team also disappeared. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.